WKJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball play around the area last night, a few girls matchups locally in a game that we had on our TV page for you last night at KJAN.com. It was Atlantic opening up the season with a 49-34 road victory over Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln. New Atlantic girls basketball coach Kelly Jewell watched his team make 19 of 24 from the free throw line, helping to continue to lead that ball game down the stretch, and he was pretty excited with the effort.
I was very happy with how we played. We turned the ball over a few times that were kind of unforced errors. But anytime we can come out and create a lot of turnovers as well and get to the foul line and make some free throws, good things are going to happen.
Aaron Olson helped to lead the way with the scoring last night. She had 30 points, a big night for Atlantic.
Right, we had a lot of people that scored. Obviously Aaron had a great night shooting the ball, but, we got ball penetration, dribble penetration, and kickouts, and that's what got Aaron some wide open shots and allowed, she shot the ball well tonight.
Well, that was Jewel's first head coaching victory after a lengthy assistant coaching tenure.
It was outstanding. We've been counting down since 170 days to this day, and we finally got it here today. So we're excited, and we're ready to go again tomorrow.
Yeah, they better be, because they're going to play again tonight. Atlantic will be right back on the road, taking their 1-0 mark to Denison tonight to face off against a conference opponent. Denison hosting Atlantic in girls high school hoops tonight. We'll have that game for you live this evening here on KJAN. Chris and I will be in Denison to bring you that ball game on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. And again, you can watch it along with us by going to our TV page at KJAN.com. We'll have live streaming video of that as well. In other girls' basketball play last night, it was Adair Casey defeating Cam 60-31. Audubon opens up the season with a 69-36 victory over Guthrie Center. Bedford down to Earlham 66-61. Maple Valley topping Bowyer Valley 78-25. Also in the Mount Air tournament, it was Creston beating Lamoni 63-8, and Mount Air beating Orient Maxburg 76-32 in girls' high school basketball. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes took control with an 11-0 run in the second half, posting a 72-61 victory over Pepperdine in Iowa City last night. Aaron White led the Hawkeyes with 17 points. Jared Utoff added 15, as did junior guard Mike Gassell, who finished 3 of 3 from behind the arc.
I was just looking to continue to be aggressive. I didn't shoot the ball particularly well in New York, and I'm a type of player that is going to continue to be aggressive, no matter what. I feel like I need to be aggressive on this team to keep us flowing offensively, and I started to knock down some shots.
With that victory, the Hawkeyes improved to 3-2.
We lost to two very good teams in New York, so we're not hanging our heads about that. Yeah, we feel like we could have won both of those games, but, we learned from it. We're a better team from it. And, Pepperdine was a very good ball club, undefeated coming in here, and, we're able to come out with the W.
Iowa will host Northern Illinois coming up tomorrow night, and we'll have that for you here on the radio. George Niang had 28 points, and Naz Long added 15 as Iowa State held off Alabama 84-74 in the CBE Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City last night, as the Cyclones improved to 3-0 on the young season.
We had some stretches that I'd sure like to forget out there, specifically coming out of the gate in the second half. They went to a zone, and again, similar to what I thought happened at the beginning of the game against Georgia State, we just kind of let it slow us down. But then once we got the pace back under our control, got some key stops on the stretch. I'm pleased with this. We held them to 38% shooting. They did get some easy ones in there, but, when you hold a team under 40, that's generally a good sign.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg. The Cyclones will play Maryland in tonight's championship game of that tourney. The Terrapins beat Arizona State 78-73.
They're really talented. Wells is one of the top guards in the country. And then Lehman is a kid that played with George in his BABC. He's a kid we went after a little bit. The point guard obviously had a huge night tonight with 31 points. So, again, it's going to be fun to come out here, a short night for us, to get ourselves prepared, get the guys ready with a little walkthrough in the morning. But we'll be ready to go.
Again, that game coming up tonight in Kansas City between Iowa State and Maryland. Elsewhere in top 25, men's college hoops last night, third-rated Arizona beat Missouri 72-53. Number 6, Louisville over Savannah State 87-26. 11th-rated Kansas, an 87-60 winner over Rider. Number 12, Villanova topping number 14, VCU 77-53. 15th-ranked San Diego State needed two overtimes to outlast BYU 92-87. 19th-ranked Michigan beat Oregon 70-63. And number 20, Michigan State, 79-52 winners over Santa Clara. Drew Brees threw for 420 yards and three touchdowns on Monday night, but his one interception proved costly. Will Hill brought back an interception 44 yards for a touchdown that put the Baltimore Ravens ahead to stay in a 34-27 win over the Saints in New Orleans. Elsewhere, Buffalo certainly made themselves at home in Detroit. Kyle Orton threw for two touchdowns, and the Bills' defense allowed just 218 yards in a 38-3 laugher against the New York Jets last night as the Bills improved to 6-5 with that victory. Heavy snow in Buffalo moved the game to Detroit, but there were plenty of Bills fans in attendance at Ford Field. Scott Chandler acknowledged Buffalo fans by catching a 19-yard scoring pass before mimicking a shoveling motion in the end zone. Well, the Chiefs have placed Pro Bowl safety Eric Berry on the non-football illness list after a mass was discovered in his chest following Thursday night's game in Oakland. Berry began feeling discomfort in his chest near the end of the game, and a series of tests taken in Oakland and back in Kansas City revealed that mass. Chiefs trainer Rick Burkholder said that there has been no definitive diagnosis, but the leading possibility is lymphoma. Burkholder said that Berry had never complained of the pain until last week, and a physical taken over the summer came back clear. Berry was on his way Monday to Atlanta, where he was to be examined by specialists at Emory University. In baseball news, the Boston Red Sox have reconstructed the left side of their infield by opening up their checkbook. Free agent third baseman Pablo Sandoval is leaving the World Series champion San Francisco Giants for the Red Sox. And a baseball official with knowledge of the deal tells the Associated Press that the Bo Sox have also worked out a free agent contract with shortstop Hanley Ramirez. The official confirmed both of the deals anonymously because the players hadn't passed physicals. Sandoval's agent confirmed that the popular player, known in the Bay Area as Kung Fu Panda, had a contract in place with the Red Sox. Sandoval hit .279 with 16 homers and 73 RBIs in 157 regular season games for the Giants, and .366 in the postseason with 7 doubles and 5 RBIs, 4 during the World Series against Kansas City. A person on the inside told the AP that Sandoval had pondered an offer from the Giants worth close to $100 million over 5 years before accepting Boston's proposal. Ramirez hit .283 with 13 homers and 71 RBIs in 128 games for the Dodgers last season. The 10-year Major League veteran has played fewer than 94 games 4 times over the last 6 seasons due to various injuries. Also, a person with knowledge of the deal told the Associated Press that Kyle Seager has agreed to a $100 million 7-year contract with Seattle. Seager is coming off his first American League All-Star Game selection and his first Gold Glove Award. And pitchers Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez, and John Smoltz are among 17 newcomers on baseball's 2015 Hall of Fame ballot. Craig Biggio tops 17 holdovers on the Baseball Writers Association of America ballot announced yesterday. That group includes Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, Mike Piazza, Jeff Bagwell, and Tim Raines. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.